Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM, thanks to renews.co.nz.
Ah, wrong sting again. Sorry. Hey, how are you, Sam?
I'm great.
You always like that one because it has your name in it.
I honestly like them both. Like, the original Viewmaster has some nostalgia for me.
Yeah, I was going to say memories.
So many memories. Over a year.
Over a year of Sam on the radio, and we love it. How is it going?
Really, really good. I have been watching a lot of TV. I finished Sex Ed over the weekend, but that's not what I'm talking about because everyone likes sex education.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody's been talking about
that. So, like, there's no need for it.
I
thought on the weekend when someone else was talking about it, I thought, that's definitely what Sam's going to come in and talk about.
I did cry a lot to it on Sunday. But that's the review. There you go. So this week we're talking about The Outsider, the new Stephen King adaptation on HBO and Neon. If any of you like Stephen King, you'll kind of know what I'm talking about. It's another kind of gritty crime procedural drama where a kid turns up murdered and there's some mysterious circumstances, starring Jason Bateman, who also directed it.
Jason Bateman directed this?
Yes, and stars in it.
Wild.
Arrested Development, Jason Bateman is behind a Stephen King murder crime procedural drama.
Okay. This is not necessarily who I would have thought would have written something like that, but...
I was shocked to find out that he was in it.
I wonder if he's like a diehard Stephen King fan.
I haven't really seen any interviews with him about it yet, but he's definitely enjoying himself. So what happens is his character, Terry, gets blamed for the murder because there's witnesses that have seen him do it. Yeah, there's like all this video footage of him on the night, like covered in this child's blood and all this really grisly stuff. But he also was at a teacher's conference on that exact day, 70 miles away, and there's video footage of him there as well.
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
Oh my God.
That might have been a coincidence. I don't know. It's a bit chilly here.
There's a breeze in the BFM offices.
So this show basically is the police force and Jason Bateman's lawyer trying to figure out what's happened.
Oh, this sounds right up my alley, I gotta say.
And it's good. It's so far, there's two episodes out at this point. Ben Mendelsohn, yes, he's the main character.
So good.
Ben Mendelsohn plays Ralph, the detective. He is brilliant in it. He has his own troubled past that plays into why he's so hell bent on figuring out what's going on. And it is Stephen King, so you know there's something supernatural.
I was waiting for that kicker. I've been like, when's the big scary clown or the evil dog or something going to come in?
Evil dog.
There is something that keeps popping up in the background of the show, but I feel like that's too obvious for it to be in the first two episodes.
Right.
I reckon we won't know what's going on until episode 8, 9, 10.
So how many deep are you now? How many episodes
have
you got?
There's only two out so far. Maybe three. But it's so far.
So this is old school TV. This is week by week TV.
This is week by week TV.
Nice.
Oh, gosh.
No, it's good.
It's that thing that we've been fed too much stuff straight away and now I can't
building
wait.
The hype, yeah. And one of the things I like about the show is I haven't read these novels. Like, I've read quite a few Stephen King novels because they were just on my mum's bookshelf when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I've never read this one, so I don't know what happens.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
And like usually with these crime shows, like I kind of already know the ending because either they're super predictable or I've read the books.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited because now I don't know what's going to happen and I've got to wait for the next like eight weeks and find out.
Awesome.
And Jason Bateman is enjoying himself because you get to see him like after the murder of this kid. And you're like, okay, this is like weird and gritty and this is not Jason Bateman as I know him.
Right.
But then you also get to see him as upstanding little league coach, dad, the small town. And it's good. And also, as always, the female characters in the show are the ones that pull it off.
Cool.
Because Stephen King, despite not putting enough female characters in any of his work, manages to create very, very, very good female characters. Think Bev in It Chapter 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Like, the best stuff happens to go to all the female characters. Terry's, Jason Bateman's character's wife, is just brilliant in her portrayal of this quite like terrified and angry and like strong mother, but also just like so broken inside.
Yeah.
And then
is it his kid? Or we don't know yet.
It's not his kid. It's another woman's kid. And that mother's portrayal of finding out her child's died is also beautiful.
Oh gosh.
And it's just so much happens in the first episode that even there was one plot point that's quite important for episode two that I even missed and I was like, wait, what? How did I not know that had happened? But if you watch it, you'll know what I mean. But it's quite really good.
If you know, you know, you know.
Yeah, it's just brilliant. I'm really enjoying it so far.
Is it scary?
Cinematography. The first scenes were a bit gruesome, but I was trying to eat my dinner, so like that kind of doesn't really help.
This tomato sauce is not a good time right now.
But I would say it is kind of scary. The cinematography is quite great. I'm not saying it's like reinventing the wheel or anything, but I definitely think it's one of those procedurals.
Sometimes,
that,
not all TV has to, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely a genre that we're getting a lot of recently and that we, you know, are all kind of getting through. But if you like that kind of stuff, I think you'll really enjoy the show.
Awesome.
And that's like really important.
Remind us of the name.
It's called The Outsider. It's on HBO or Neon.
Cool.
Stream once every week.
What day does it come out?
Mondays or Tuesdays?
Oh, nice.
So episode 3 will be out by the time this goes live, I think.
Excellent. Yeah. That's very exciting.
So go watch it, guys. Jason Bateman being a scary dude.
Jason Bateman's like Paul Rudd's older brother kind of vibes, you know what I mean? Like Paul Rudd's the like funny little kid version of Jason Bateman, even though they're both, you know, middle-aged men now.
I did actually try and figure out which one Jason Bateman was, like which show he came from. Was he like Parks and Rec, or was he The Office, or was he...
He's kind of got one of those faces a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, I'm really interested to see this. I haven't been watching any Stephen King things for a while, so maybe that will be my weekend watching.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No worries. Tess has goosebumps. Go watch it.
Tess has goosebumps.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.